Welcome to Life Begins at Motherhood. This is a weekly podcast about spiritually healthy alternatives to raising a family in a chic and approachable way. I'm your host, Janae Herring. The glory of motherhood comes camouflaged in so much chaos, but when we allow motherhood to define us, it's only then we can truly see the uniqueness, traits, talents, and God-given abilities that reflect our Heavenly Father. The goal of this podcast is to get back to believing that motherhood is a sacred place. If we let Him, God can do some of His best work in us during this season called hashtag mom life. Our identity is not lost because we are raising others, but rather found. So grab a seat, let's talk faith, motherhood, health, self-care, and more as I share my motherhood experiences and truths with you. I am so thankful for the men in my life. Yes, I said it, men. I am thankful for my dad, for my father-in-law, for our amazing pastor. Most importantly, I am thankful for my husband, Josh Herring. The trend of men shaming must end. We should celebrate all the good that the men in our lives do. But most importantly, we should be covering our husbands in marriage and prayer every single day. Marriage is a beautiful gift. We should be praying for supernatural protection, for unity, to speak the same language and be on the same page in life so that we will be unified in mind and spirit. No weapon formed against a marriage built through prayer will prosper. When you invite God into your marriage, no plot, ploy, or scheme will be able to divide you. Pray for kindness towards your husbands so that you can be quick to forgive him as Christ forgives us. Ask God to teach you to love him unconditionally. Pray against anything else that would try to seep into your marriage: anger, temptations, insecurities, fear. Here are three scriptures that we can use as examples when we pray for his health, work, and spiritual life. John 3:1-2. For your husband to be in good health and prosper, even as his soul prospers. The verse Galatians 3:23. That your husband would work with all his heart as unto the Lord, that he would glorify God with his talents. And lastly, pray for his spiritual life. 2 Peter 3:18. That he would grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ daily and fulfill God's plan for his life. Did you discover God's truth today? If so, would you share my podcast with someone and join me the rest of this month as we go deeper in Christ? And don't forget to hit like and subscribe from wherever you are listening. Goodbye.